It's time to go beyond happy and to live joy fully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living with host Kimberly Rinaldi here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Having created a highly successful coaching practice, now Kim teaches lessons in joyful living. She believes in empowering others and that through it, you have the ability to break through any and all barriers. What used to take weeks, months, or even years, she can now show you in a matter of hours with her programs. Kimberly can help you achieve your highest potential and move toward your soul purpose. And she provides you with tools that you can carry with you for a lifetime. This is Lessons in Joyful Living on the Rockstar Radio Network. And now, here's your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome. And it is Monday, April 7th, 2014. And we had a little bit of a song going this morning right before the show started, Monday. And I was going to start singing along, and then we went into the show. So this is where you're grateful that I wasn't singing along. As much as I love to sing, the truth of the matter is I could not carry a tune to save my life. But it doesn't stop me. I still sing. Just ask my family. They usually roll their eyes, make comments about torturing cats, and tolerate the sounds that come out of my voice. I also, when I do road trips, I will theme them, usually Broadway show tunes, and require high kicks and jazz hands from my family or friends who are in the car. They think I'm a bit of a nut that way. But I love music. It really does change your state. It changes how you feel about things. And music really does tie back to memories. You all know that there's a song somewhere in your heart for that first love. There's a song somewhere in your heart that just picks you up no matter what. And there's a song somewhere in your heart that will bring you to tears, or at least the emotional equivalent. On a little side note, I remember I was working in healthcare, and this is, oh gosh, probably 15, 18 years ago, and I was a tough broad back then. I was running three very high acuity level departments. I had multiple staff assistants plus these large departments, and I was responsible for basically everything from budgeting to scheduling. And we were some of the toughest departments in the organization. It was urgent care, full service CLIA lab, x-ray services. And we saw more patients, higher acuity levels, and, you know, longer hours. It was a tough situation. So I had to show up fully and just, you know, be ready for whatever the fight of the day happened to be. And I had an assistant who, to this day, I absolutely adore. His name was David. And he had never seen me, we will say, vulnerable in any way, shape, or form. And I remember driving him to work one morning, and that song, the one that brings you to tears every single time, came on the radio. And I literally had to pull over because I couldn't see. I was crying so hard. And, of course, you know, I walk in the building. I try and make it up to my office. He happens to be coming out of my office as I'm going in. I'm red-rimmed eyes, swollen, and just, you know, I look quite the mess. And he comes in behind me and shuts the door, and he says, "Is everything okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, no, I'm fine." And he says, "No, really." And he sits down and he goes, "Talk to me. What's going on?" And I said, it was just, I was driving in, and I heard a song that just really touches me emotionally, and I had a tough time with it. I actually had to pull over. And he says, "Oh my gosh, what was it?" And I'll never forget his response, and you probably will laugh too. It was Puff the Magic Dragon. It was Peter, Paul, and Mary. It was folk music. It was stuff that I grew up with. And the part about where little Jackie Paper comes to more, and basically it's about growing up. And I still tear up talking about it because it's such a tough thing for so many people. And it just, to this day, just gets me emotional. And I realize there's a double entendre with that song, but that's not what it was for me. For me, it was about that moment where little Jackie Paper comes no more and Puff, you know, goes into his cave. And that was just sad. And I remember him looking at me, and he just couldn't stop laughing. He's like, "Seriously, seriously." I'm like, "Yeah. Peter, Paul, and Mary's song got me going." So there are a lot of things you can do to change your state. And it's important to remember that. So if you are not in a good place, there are a lot of different things, from music to inspirational reading to mentorship to all kinds of things. I mean, they're so numerous. I could spend a whole show just listing them off, not even going into them. But that is part of why we have our guest on today, is we're going to be talking about changing state. We're going to be talking about getting into a more powerful state. We're going to be talking about what it takes to inspire, and more importantly, when we see that need to share those inspirations with other people, in particular kids. And so that brings me to today's guest. And today's guest is Chrissy Carew, and she's a Hall of Fame Master Certified Personal and Business Coach, mentor and trainer, as well as the author of Insightful Player, which is Football Pros Lead a Bold Movement of Hope. And it's been published by Mork & James Publishing. She's also the founder of Insightful Player, LLC, and it's a platform that features inspiring stories and programs about high-integrity NFL players. And unfortunately, this is not what we see in the news. What we see in the news is the problematic issues. So I love that there are people out there advocating the things that are going right. And I tell people all the time, 8 billion people on this planet, and the news focuses on, you know, the minuscule, less than 0.1% who are problematic, as opposed to the other, you know, roughly 8 billion who are doing the right thing most of the time. And these NFL players are passionate about empowering their fans, in particular kids. And I have a colleague, Barbara Allison, who Learn and Play with Mrs. A was her show. And she talks about the fact that, you know, kids are, what is it, 20% of our population, but 100% of our future. And we have to invest in them. So Chrissy coaches high-integrity professional football players to maximize their performance both on and off the field. And she works with trailblazers who have an indomitable will and are relentless in their pursuit of elevating the world to awe-inspiring heights. She inspires her clients to reach for the ultimate state of human fulfillment by wholeheartedly embracing their gifts and ferociously sharing them with others. So without any further delay, I'd like to welcome to the show Ms. Chrissy Carew this morning. Good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me on the show, and I loved your story about Puff the Magic Dragon. That was so touching.
Thank you. And to this day, I mean, even telling the story, my eyes watered up.
I could hear it. I could feel it. And it just shows how much compassion and love you have. It's just, you're very inspiring. Thank you.
Thank you. And I love that story because, you know what, even us tough broads have these, you know, have these feelings inside. And I find that as I'm getting perimenopausal, these feelings are more on the outside than inside.
That's good.
It's a good thing. But, you know, I was talking about music and I was talking about changing state, and that's so much of what a coach does, whether personal or business success or lifestyle. We help people change their state, and it's usually from a stuck state to an empowered state. That's typically what they come to us for. So how on earth did you wrap your life up around NFL football players?
Well, I grew up in football. My dad was a high school coach, and he used sports to help kids build character and learn valuable life skills. And he had a huge impression on me, and he was my idol as a little girl. And there were football and baseball players in and out of our house even before I was born. And when I first started coaching, you know, personal business life coaching in the mid-90s, I had two very prevalent thoughts, and I thought they were unrelated. One was, I just couldn't imagine, where would the world be if we all had a coach since we were kids? And the second thought was, and I thought it was more on a, you know, a lighter note, was I really wanted to coach NFL players because I love football, and my dad loved football, and that's why I love football. I know that's why. And I knew that if I coached them to become better role models on and off the field, because I'm such a proponent and advocate of how valuable coaching is, I knew that their stats would skyrocket.
Right.
You know, and over time, you know, I'd say about, and those two thoughts started to merge together. And I'd say about 10 years after I started coaching in 2005, 2006, around there, I realized it started to make me miserable because I was ignoring it. And the further I ran away from it, the more unsettled I became. So I started reaching out to NFL teams, actually with the Patriots, because that's where I live in New England. And and I just kind of dipped my toe. You know, when you go to the ocean, especially the first time in the season, the water's really cold. Well, it is here in New England anyway. You just kind of dip your toe in, then you run back to your toe.
Right.
And that's how I was for 2 years. And in 2007, I made a pitch to the NFL headquarters that I wanted to coach NFL players to empower youth. And they said, great, go for it. But I didn't get any kind of contact information or anything. So I spent the next 2 years reaching out to all 32 teams and, you know, pitching my coaching services. And I picked up some of these managers as clients, but none of them as a body loved it enough to bring me into any single team.
Right.
So I was very discouraged. I was really discouraged, Kimberly.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
You had a vision, and it was a good one, and nobody was moving you with it.
No, no one. It was like, God, why are you putting this vision in my heart and then not helping me when I'm working my butt off, right?
Yeah.
How dare you? So I reached out to my colleagues, and you're a coach too, so I'm sure you must do the same thing.
Right.
And my coach, and we just took a look at what I had learned so far in those 2 years of dedicating myself to reaching out to the NFL. And what I learned, like you mentioned a moment ago, is that there are so many more role models in the NFL than any of us ever knew about. And it is the smallest percentage of players that get in trouble that the news focuses on. And I just really wanted to get more stories out there. And these players didn't have a platform to share these inspiring messages. So I went back to the teams again, and this time I went to the PR departments and said I wanted to write a feature story about their role models that really cared about kids.
And I love that. You know what? Here's a good place to stop. We're actually getting ready to go into a commercial, and I don't want to cut you off, but we are talking with Ms. Chrissy Carew, the author of Insightful Player. When she comes back, we're going to be talking about how she got to finally get her platform heard and get these people on board, because as she said, and as I mentioned, it's a small number that are the problems. Most people are out there doing the right thing. So you do the right thing. Join us back in just a couple minutes.
Having overcome tremendous obstacles herself, she believes happiness is overrated. She calls upon you to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living, and Kimberly will be right back after these on the Rockstar Radio Network. Mobile is the future, and the future is now. Listen in each week, Tuesdays 4 to 5 Central, to Brilliant Mobile Marketing with your host, Mobile Mary, as we simplify the hottest marketing channel, mobile marketing, and share secrets on how you can use mobile to be more brilliant, be more profitable, and have more fun in your industry. Join us each week to learn from brilliant business leaders on how to simply and easily capture a list of raving fans and turn them into loyal customers. This show will help business owners, authors, and speakers realize their own brilliance by tapping into the insights of fellow brilliant business leaders. We will also showcase brilliant tools, both traditional and digital, that will make you more brilliant in everything you do. Don't miss your date with Brilliant Mobile Marketing and your host, Mobile Mary, America's mobile marketing expert, as she shares her success strategies every Tuesday from 4 to 5 Central. As a member of the baby boomer generation, you want insights and ideas that factor into planning for, making choices about, and activating your new or mothballed dreams. As a boomer, you can learn how to act on your visions by tuning into the Awakening to Awareness show on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. If you are inspired to follow your own path, step into new directions, and are excited about what you, as a recent or soon-to-be retiree, can do with your life, this is your show. Listen to the show that focuses on self-belief and possibilities for emerging seniors who look forward to life's third act with dread or amazing promise. Host Eric Tonigson and his guests share entertaining ideas and explore strategies to reignite your passions and shift your intentions into action. In his naturally curious and motivating ways, Eric explores personal values, shares wisdom, and encourages you to unlock and live your potential and purpose. Join Eric and his Awakening to Awareness show on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on the TogiNet Talk Radio Network. Welcome back to Lessons in Joyful Living, teaching you how to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance. And know that is calling for each and every one of us. This is what drives Kimberly to live what she teaches and share her success and passion for helping others to help themselves. So let's get back to the show. It's Lessons in Joyful Living on the Rockstar Radio Network. And here again is your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning and welcome back. And this morning we are speaking with Ms. Chrissy Carew, author of Insightful Player and Hall of Fame Master Certified Coach, founder and head coach of Insightful Player, LLC. So good morning and welcome back, Ms. Chrissy.
Thank you, Kimberly, for having me on. It's a treat.
Thank you. Appreciate you joining us this morning. So you finally got through to where you were able to make contact with, as you said, you know, it's such a minuscule percentage of these players that are problematic, but you started to make contact with the ones who are out there basically doing the right thing and really with an eye towards inspiring others to do the right thing. Who was the first one that you were able to partner with to get on board for this project?
Roger Staubach.
And I couldn't believe it. That's what I figured, yeah.
I couldn't believe it. And, you know, I sent a pitch letter to him, and mm-hmm. I followed up a few days later and said, hey, I'm calling to see if Roger is open to having me write a feature story about him. And his assistant said, oh, yes. How's July 6th for the interview? I almost fell off the chair. I didn't expect that because I've been getting so many objections all over the place for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, now what do? You know? So he was my first player. And he was lovely, the poor thing. I think I kept him on the phone close to 2 hours interviewing him. And he said, mm-hmm. are you trying to help me, you know, solve all the problems of the world? I said, apparently so. So once I got Roger, I definitely name dropped. And when I reached out to the teams, and that really helped a lot. And I'm always going to be grateful to Roger for that.
Yeah, that was absolutely wonderful. You know, and I've read through, as I was telling you, I got the book, I think it came Saturday. It came in the mail Friday, and I picked it up Saturday from the post office box. And, of course, you know, Saturday afternoon, I usually spend some time going through my reading for the week. Yours was the one I didn't put down.
Wow.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. You have, how many players did you get in this book? I didn't look at that.
32 are in the book.
32 conversations with NFL players who the commonality is, you know, ownership, empowerment, spiritual, or some sort of faith base or at least directional base, and the desire to give back. You know, those are the commonalities and such powerful words. And I mean, some of these stories, people always accuse those of us who have found success. Well, it's easy for you. It must have been easy for you. You had, and that's not always the case. And I love that they were so transparent about what they've experienced and how they got beyond it.
Right. Yeah. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. What were some of the stories, some of the inspirational directions that you were just, you know, as I said, Puff the Magic Dragon still brings me to tears because it's about growing up. And it's not a sad thing. It's just about the realities. What were some of the things that maybe you got off the phone, some of the conversations that maybe you got off the phone and thought, wow, that is going to be so powerful when other people read it?
Yeah, I mean, I would say actually cried. The first interview I cried on it. I'm someone that doesn't cry easily. I always wished I was. And until my mom passed away, then I turned into a big crybaby. But Rashid Davis, who when I interviewed him, he was playing with the Bears, and he grew up in the South LA, and you know, a not great section, a very bad section actually.
Right.
And he had a duck for cover in his own home because bullets were flying on the street, and his father was murdered when he was 8.
Yeah.
And you know, I had a pause with him because he was saying it like matter-of-factly, and I'm like, Rashid, I can't believe that you had to go through this as a child. And when I hung up the phone, I just sobbed. And he's become a good friend of mine, and I just love him. And I was like, I can't believe how oblivious I am to how some kids live now. You know, and I realized that, you know, I grew up in middle America, and you know, I had two parents, and that was two wonderful parents that were happily married, and that was so unusual. And there are these kids out there that we're all so busy and wrapped up in our lives, we don't notice how much they're suffering.
Right.
And it just made me even more committed to Insightful Player and reaching kids to empower them. And I'll just never forget that interview as long as I live.
Yeah, and, you know, honestly, the fact that he's out there talking about it, and like you said, he has obviously gone through something very traumatic that, most of us, most of middle America will never comprehend, never understand, never experience. But he has to be in a place of truly having healed that to be able to have turned his life into what it is, and to be able to share that with the purpose of helping others.
And he does help others, like, in a full-time basis. And, you know, he has this wonderful foundation, and he and his wife are dedicated to it. They're very hands-on. It's in Chicago. It's called Rashid Davis Charities, and they have a program called Saturday Place. And they have done enormous work with kids, and they work with the younger kids, second and third grade, and I'm just astounded, and he's so wise. Kimberly, he's one of the wisest people I've ever met, but he's also probably the most humble person I've ever met, next to my mom. And it's just amazing how much he's filled with love, because a lot of people that go through a background like that can be consumed by hate, and he's the opposite of that, you know? And his faith had a lot to do with it.
Yeah. You know what? It does. And knowing that you are better than where you came from, which you may not have been told it, you may not have experienced it, but the faith will help you find that place. And I openly share, I mean, I was 28 when I made that change, and I had the experiences and had the anger and had the resentment and had that victim mentality that, you know, oh, my life would be so much better if only. And then I realized, you know what, I'm the one holding me back now. This isn't if only, this is my issue. You know, all of my problems at this point have one common denominator, and it was me.
Wow. Well, that's why, you know, because you had that revelation and you've been there, that's why you're doing such beautiful work in the world.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know what, I love, and this is why I had to have you on the show, I love that you're out there sharing other people's stories in a big, big way. So what were some of the obstacles, aside from not getting people to help you with that launch when the vision was so bright and burning so deeply in your soul? And I tell people, sometimes the universe, you know, our angels, whatever it is, the question is, how much do you want it? They really want to see how much you want it, and you got that opportunity in a big way. What were some of the other obstacles you faced in getting this off the ground?
Well, I think I'm too independent, you know. You know, Insightful Player is my third business. I'm, you know, an entrepreneur down to my toenails, and I had a hard time asking for help. And I'd go into my little Insightful Player zone, which was too isolated. So I was too isolated, number one. Number two, I think that I tried way too hard, and I think there's a couple of teams that hated my guts, and I can see why now, and I have apologized to them, because I was overzealous, And, you know, as I'm wanting to add more players to the mix, I remember telling one team, you know, I really, you know, you have X, Y, and Z player on your team, but I know they're doing such beautiful work in the world, and you probably have other players doing some great things. Because a lot of these players, by the way, Kimberly, are under the radar. And those are the kinds of people I love, you know. So you're having a away game this weekend. How about this? I'm going to email you some material. Why don't you print it off? Or email it to your players on the plane, and you can read it and make a presentation. And the guy said, "Oh my God, you're so obnoxious." And I did.
We
call
like
him
the
back.
Word tenacious.
And I called him back, and I said, "I'm so sorry." I said, "I've been living in a vacuum. I just want to help kids so much that I'm not honoring what's up with you in your life. So please forgive me." And he did, you know, but. I did get a lot of doors slammed on my face. It was really tough at times. And I remember one afternoon talking to someone in the NFL on one of the teams, and I said, "Can you tell me what you think of my vision?" And he said, I don't really think there's really anything to it. I mean, I don't find it as inspiring at all." And I felt sick to my stomach. I had to leave my office and go to my bedroom and hide. You know, I just went to sleep because I couldn't handle it. And then the next day I woke up and I was full of vim and vinegar again. But there was a lot of that. The old boys network, right? Here I am, a baby boomer woman trying to break into the NFL.
Well, and even beyond that, there are a lot of people out there who have great, insightful direction, but I really do believe a lot of these, you know, how much do you want it moments, stop them.
Right.
So, you know, it may be the next bright, shiny idea, but they've heard 1,000 before yours.
Right.
So the
right.
fact, and you said obnoxious, and I love the word tenacious. The mm-hmm. fact that you were tenacious enough to keep at it, they finally took you serious. I love that.
They did, and I think I was spoiled being in the coaching industry, you know, because mm-hmm. we're all so collaborative, and I don't feel competitive with any coach I've ever met, you know, because it's a new industry, and we all want to help each other. And mm-hmm. so I was just spoiled by that, you know.
Well, we are going into our next break. We've got Chrissy Carew with us. Join us back. If you haven't already joined me, go to KimberlyRinaldi.com. Sign up for my VIP newsletter. Find out where I am, what I'm doing, and when I'm doing it. I'm already on break, right?
Happiness is overrated. She calls upon you to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living. And Kimberly will be right back after these on the Rockstar Radio Network. Are you happy with your life? Satisfied with the direction you're taking? More importantly, are you content with the results you're seeing? Then Success Profiles Radio is the program for you. Join host Brian K. Wright as he talks to experts in many areas relating to life success, including expertise in leadership, business, relationships, careers, networking, health, overcoming adversity, and much more. Each week, we'll explore different aspects of success and how to apply them to your life. For more on Brian and the show, check out his website, BrianKWright.com. Each week is a dose of inspiration. So many people live their lives wanting more than they currently have. Success Profiles Radio is a show that will clearly demonstrate the principle, if I can do it, you can do it. So don't miss this opportunity to take control of your life and your results. Success Profiles Radio with Brian K. Wright, Mondays at 5 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
What does reboot mean? Ever wonder why your connection to the world through your computer does not work as flawlessly as most of your ability to breathe? ISP Radio Network explains the why and how the internet works. Learn the insight and secrets that your internet provider may not be telling you or even want you to know. Gain the confidence to proclaim that you are no longer technically illiterate. You may call him a techno gearhead or network guru, but Stephen Brabiel, your host, is a person driven by a passion to serve people fast internet, as well as empowering internet users with simple skills to maintain their fast internet. This is ISP Radio Network, a place where internet service providers and the self-proclaimed technically challenged users of the internet meet weekly to share ideas of what makes the internet work or how to make the internet work better. Don't miss ISP MSP Radio with your host, Stephen Grabion, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Central, right here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Welcome back to Lessons in Joyful Living, teaching you how to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance. And know that is calling for each and every one of us. This is what drives Kimberly to live what she teaches and share her success and passion for helping others to help themselves. So let's get back to the show. It's Lessons in Joyful Living on the Rockstar Radio Network. And here again is your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning, and welcome back. And this morning we're speaking with Miss Chrissy Caron. We're talking about Insightful Player, her book, and the organization and what it took to get it off the ground. So welcome back, Miss Chrissy.
Well, thank you, Kimberly.
So we decided that you were tenacious, not obnoxious, because it's all in the perspective. But you stuck it out, and they finally took you seriously, and you have partnered with some amazing, amazing, just insightful and spiritual leaders within the NFL. And like you said, there are so many of them who have been flying under the radar doing what they do. They're not out there trumpeting what they're doing. And you are giving them a platform and an opportunity to get it out in front of people and help so many more. That's part of what the partnering is about, that's so powerful. So what do you see? I mean, Insightful Player isn't just a book. I'm going to let you describe what it is. I want to say something, and I know that it's very limiting that I'll say it. So what is Insightful Player for you?
It's a bold movement of hope to empower kids. It's all about the kids for me, Kimberly. You know, my concern is for the kids. This is a very spiritual, this is my legacy work for sure. And, you know, I think humanity's at a crossroad of transformation and obliteration. And I also live for the underdog, and who's a bigger underdog than a child. And I also believe in the power of the human spirit. So I really believe we can evolve humanity, and we can transform if we put all our resources into children. And,
right.
You know, as you said earlier in the show, is, you know, they're 20% of the population, but 100% of the future. And, again, there are so many kids that are just desperate for our help, and we're oblivious to it. So we are here to help kids and to reach kids, to help them see beyond their circumstances and help them see what they cannot see. Insightful Player is all about helping kids become visionaries. To really want more for themselves.
You know, and I love that. And I, as a coach, I work with adults who, you know, come from so many different backgrounds. And recently I was working with someone, and when I was done, I remember sitting down having a cup of tea and thinking, you know, I had my own challenges growing up, and I talk about it openly. There was domestic violence, there was substance abuse, there was sexual abuse. And I ended up being a very angry person until I was 28 years old. The difference, though, even with all that crazy that went on, I had the benefit of a family who, despite the crazy, and I believe every family has their own brand of crazy. You're just
absolutely
used to your own. You're just used to yours. Despite the crazy, there were so many people in my family telling me I was worthwhile, telling me that I could do anything I wanted, telling me that I was beautiful, telling me that I was brilliant, telling me all of these wonderful things. So I had that going for me. Working with this particular client, she had all of those challenges and no one telling her those things.
Ugh.
And I remember sitting down and thinking, wow, that is so different than my experience. And that's just it. Everyone's experience is different. But I, you know, it was one of those there but for the grace of God moments where I really sat and thought, you know, I joke that I was raised by wolves, but they were doing the best they could, and I understand that, and that was why I was able to heal so completely, because I knew their circumstances. They really were doing the best they could with what they had, but I was listening to this woman's experience and thinking, I wonder how it would have turned out had it been different. you know, I'm grateful for my experiences. They are what make me who I am. But to hear these stories where children just don't have or haven't had, adults who as children haven't had any direction from within the family, to have people who are in a position to be mentors, to be role models, to offer that, that's powerful.
There are too many, way too many, and way too many, too much violence amongst children, suicides. I mean, it's awful. The statistics just, I could cry for days. And I really, you know, really want to, you know, get, enroll people to help us reach more kids. It's all about reaching the kids. And I have a picture of a little boy who I met. I did a character building football camp with one of my players, Montel Owens, and this little boy, it was for underserved children, and from the Boys and Girls Club, there were 300 of them, and this one little boy didn't feel well. He didn't have anything to eat that morning, probably didn't have anything to eat, so I got to take care of him, and he was the sweetest thing, and his name was AJ. And I have his picture in front of me every day. Every time I get discouraged, I think of AJ. I can't wait to find him again so I can let him know how much of an inspiration he's been to me. And it's all about the kids. And it, you wonder about your client, how on earth did she get to the place where she is so healthy that she can work with a coach? My God, she deserves so much credit. I salute her big time.
Yeah, and what for her worked was as an adult, she realized, you know, her life was in a spiral. It just wasn't getting any better. And she started surrounding herself with people who were inspiring to her.
And look at you with what you went through and how you have so much compassion and you're so grateful. I mean, that's such a gift, Kimberly, that you share with others.
Thank you. Thank you. I tell people all the time, that's what Lessons in Joyful Living is about for me. It's that ability to turn around and help someone who may be in one of the circumstances I was in,
mm-hmm.
who may be thinking, you know, it's not going to get better. It can't get better, you know, whatever, fill in the blank, to be able to stand here. And I talk about it in a place of peace, joy, and abundance. And I tell people, and I will hold this space for you, and when you are ready, you will join me.
Nice.
Yeah, it's my truth. That's what I live. So, Insightful Player, you're actually, this movement, it isn't just about the book. It's about getting out there. It's about organically getting out there and working with kids.
Yeah.
What has been, you know, obviously that experience, but what has been like the biggest impact that you have seen?
A few things. One of my players told me that he saved a kid's life by sharing his story. Another woman told me that someone in New England was dying of cancer, and while he was dying, his wife was reading her the Insightful Player stories, because there were a lot of patriots in my book, because I'm a huge Patriots fan, and that really made me feel great. And on a bigger scale, there was this wonderful special needs teacher in southern Jersey, New Jersey, and she, high school, and she brought my book into the curriculum to work with the special needs students, and they'd read my book. And they'd read one story of a player, and at the end of each chapter, there's an quote-unquote instant replay of the player's guiding principles. And so she'd have the kids pick out a guiding principle that they're drawn to and write an essay on it, why it's valuable, why they want to adopt it, and how much value it would bring to their life. And the kids really embraced it. And
that is really powerful.
Oh, my God.
That exercise is tremendous, yeah.
It is. And I wrote Insightful Player. I mean, I built Insightful Player as a coach, so those guiding principles are very coach-like. They're like standards for kids to take on. So one of my players and I, the teacher invited us to this class. So we went, Kevin Riley and myself, and I love Kevin Riley, to the school. We did a private session for the special needs students, and then we did a big school assembly. Mm-hmm. And being in front of those kids, they were my first kids, you know, in this context, that as I'm speaking to them, I'm crying because it was happy tears. You know, I was like, you'll always be my favorite kids and you're my first. And it was just, and Kevin is so great and his story's so powerful. He had to stop playing early because he had cancer and he lost several ribs, his shoulder and his arm to cancer. And he's one of the most inspiring people I've ever met in my life. He is so giving. All he does is inspire people. And he's fabulous. And he played with the Eagles, and now he broadcasts for the Eagles, you know, Philadelphia Eagles. And just being so present with those children and sharing Kevin's story and knowing these special needs students took, you know, these principles to heart. And see, my goal is to follow up all Insightful Player programs with coaching for the kids. And I did coach a couple of the kids after that, and that was really joyful. But I've hooked up with a dear friend of mine who has a nonprofit coaching the Global Village, and we are going to bring in the best coaches in the world to follow up all Insightful Player programs to help the kids embrace and implement the guiding principles they are drawn to.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And honestly, I talk about inspiration a lot. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe that you were, whether angels, divinely guided, do you believe that this was handed to you for the purpose of you taking it out?
I do. I think God sent me here on earth to do this, and that's why he sent me into this sports family, you know, with this amazing, larger-than-life dad. And then the opposite of that, my mother was the wisest, most humble, kind. She was the epitome of kindness and the most Christ-like person I've ever met in my life. And she was a big part of Insightful Player. She lived with us. And she would read the stories as they came off the printer. She was the first one to read them.
Wow. What a powerful combination.
Yes.
We're going into our last break, and this goes by so quickly, so I definitely want to get this before I forget. I would love to have you back, Chrissy.
Thank you.
Are you open to that?
I would love to come back, Kimberly. In fact, I'd like to get to know you better offline.
I think we're going to. I definitely think there's a partnership there. We talk about it. If you haven't already joined me, go to KimberlyRinaldi.com, sign up for my VIP newsletter, find out where I am, what I'm doing, when I'm doing it. We'd love to have you partner with us on one of our lessons in joyful living experiences. If you join us back after the break, you're going to get to hear more about Insightful Player and learn more about how you can reach out. Thanks.
Happiness is overrated. She calls upon you to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living. And Kimberly will be right back after these on the Rockstar Radio Network. Information about book publishing is power. The power to change your authoring life and the power to change the lives of your readers. So join us for Your Guide to Book Publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. With your host, Dr. Judith Bryles. Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You'll hear about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now. As the book shepherd, Dr. Judith Bryles is in. And each week, she will include publishing professionals that will reveal tips and secrets to the author's journey. If there is a book in you, you want to listen, learn, and yes, call in with your questions each week. For more on Judith and what she can do for you, check out her website, thebookshepherd.com. It's Your Guide to Book Publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. Brought to you by Author You and The Book Shepherd with your host, Dr. Judith Bryles. Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Get ready for Wise Up Radio, leveraging your learning, leadership, and legacy with Donna Kimbrand, the edgy evolutionary, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. If you're an entrepreneurial leader or visionary, stay ahead of your game with insights, tools, and strategies that give you the thought leader's edge. Each week, join Donna and her guests as she'll ask the edgy questions, help you discover game-changing shortcuts to better thinking and learning, how to explore the ripple effects of leadership excellence, and how to create your life as a living legacy, where the legacy you leave is the life you live. As thought leaders, you need strategies to help you enjoy the confidence and thrill of riding the wave of rapid change. For more on Donna, check out her website, GameChangerThinking.com.
Then join the conversation and sharpen up your wits on Wise Up Radio with Donna Kimbrand, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Welcome back to Lessons in Joyful Living, teaching you how to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance. And know that is calling for each and every one of us. This is what drives Kimberly to live what she teaches and share her success and passion for helping others to help themselves. So let's get back to the show. It's Lessons in Joyful Living on the Rockstar Radio Network. And here again is your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning and welcome back. And this morning we are speaking with Ms. Chrissy Carew, and she is the founder of Insightful Player as well as the author of Insightful Player, Football Pros Lead a Bold Movement of Hope, which has been published by Morgan James and is out there and available. And while we were on the break, Chrissy brought something up and I wanted her to share it. So welcome back, Chrissy.
Thank you, Kimberly.
And you brought up the conversation about the gifts that we bring in. So I would love for you to share that.
Sure. The point I wanted everyone to realize, and I'm sure a lot of you already do, is that I think we all come to this world with a purpose. And I think that we often get insights about what that might be. And it always, I have never met anyone that didn't get an insight about their purpose that didn't seem illogical or grandiose,
right.
Or, you know, and I felt that
sound
my
right
shame.
Crazy. Yeah.
I'm like, that's nuts, you know, and so, you know, mine is ridiculous, like to lift the spirit of human race by partnering with NFL players to empower youth. I absolutely had no inroads to the NFL, and it just was like out there in Mars somewhere, but that's how it shows up, and I try to run away from it, and I would love for your listeners just to share what some insights they get with their friends, or to reach out to you, Kimberly, so you can help them as a coach, and really explore that, because that's where I think we get the greatest fulfillment. And if we have the vision, we have the ability to make it come true. And it wouldn't be there if that wasn't so.
Oh, absolutely. And I had mentioned on the break, and I've said it many times, that which we resist the most is often our brightest gift and our greatest blessing.
So true. So true.
Because I remember when I was told I'd be doing this, I think my response, and I'll clean it up for today's listenership, was there's no effing way. I looked at the woman like, that ain't happening. And here I am 12 years later, fully embracing it, and that's just it. Once you embrace it, doors open. Once you get past that initial resistance, doors open. The right people show up for you time and time again.
True.
So you have been, you launched this, remind me, what year again you launched?
Actually, I relaunched it on April Fool's Day, 2010, I began it in early 2009, and I started reaching out full-time to the NFL in 2007.
Wow. So this has been a seven-year path for you.
Yeah.
I love it. So where do people, I want to make sure we get this out and we have time to get it out, because I have a tendency to get into my conversations and almost blow past commercial stuff. Where can people find Insightful Player? Where can they reach out to support the movement?
Oh, definitely visit insightfulplayer.com. Or you can email me at Coach Carew, and that's Carew, at insightfulplayer.com. And we have some free giveaways, too. A free ebook and a power sheet. That's a free download. Yeah.
I love that. So how can people support Insightful Player as a movement? What is it that you're looking for help?
I'm looking
for people
who want
to assist.
Come to my website. I have short versions of the stories that are in my book. And read them with your kids. You know, read them with your neighbors. Let me know what you think about them. Also, let me know what players you want for me to interview, because I have almost 50 players now, and I keep adding to the roster. Or what challenges do you face that you? I'll go out and find a player that's been through that, and to help you firsthand. But you know, buy my book. That would really help. Bring me into your school. I want to come into your school with my players. That's my biggest passion right now. And you know, I would love sponsors. Put me in a RV and I'll go across the country and meet my players from city to city, and we'll go to the schools, middle schools and high schools and boys and girls clubs and Big Brother, Big Sister, any organization that would like to really support, like to be supported, because that's why we're here. We want to support you.
I love that. I absolutely love that. If you could identify your, we call blue sky, with a nod to the Disney crew, if you could identify your blue sky outcome for Insightful Player, what would it be?
You mean the ultimate?
Yeah.
I would want Insightful Player in every school, in the curriculum. And
wow.
With my players in and out of the classroom all the time, you know, sharing messages with this army of wonderful coaches to follow up all the programs. So every child, my vision is that every child has a coach. So, you know, I think it would be wonderful, you know, back when I first started coaching, where would the world be today if we all had coaches since we were children? I think we'd have a lot more peaceful and loving place. And I think the kids are going to save humanity and transform it into something that is so remarkable that we can't even imagine what that is. And coaching
will help
that.
That's an amazing vision. That is absolutely beautiful. So what are your two books that just have been the most inspirational or transformational for you?
Oh, my God, I have so many.
You only get two this time.
Oh, my God, I have my favorite books in front of me, but I keep adding to that list. I'd say the first thing that came is a book that fell off the shelf at the Walden Bookstore. I don't even think they exist anymore. Back when I was in my, I think it was in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in my early 30s, I think. And it's Transitions by William Bridges. And, you know, it's, you know, none of us have been taught how to go through transition, and it's strategies for coping with the difficult, painful, and confusing times in your life. I completely, absolutely love that book. I just thought of another one. It went out of my brain, so I guess I'm not supposed to remember that one. But that one, it's just, Marianne Williamson, Return to Love, that book really changed me. Remember that? Did you read that, like, back in the early 90s? And I used to love Richard Bach, his novels that all had spiritual lessons, and Peaceful Warrior Guy. He's at the tip of my tongue, his name. Dan Millman.
Yeah.
And, gosh, there's so many. I love Steve Farber. You know, I love Seth Godin. I love the Republic of Tea Guys, Ron Rubin and Stuart Avery Gold.
Mm-hmm.
I love Ralph Waldo Emerson and Thoreau, you know, Cabran, you know.
Yeah. You know, and that's just it. There are so many sources out there for inspiration. When I encounter people who, for lack of a better term, say that they're, you know, nothing. They they've tried everything and nothing works. I look at them, I'm like, really? Nothing? Really? Come on.
It's true. It's amazing. There's so much out there to help us.
Yeah. I you know, Marianne Williamson, Return to Love. I'm actually, my personal thing this year, my personal investment in me is I'm training to be a Course in Miracles instructor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know
amazing.
What I'm going to do with it. I don't know if I'll ever teach it, but it's helping me to get a better understanding of Course in Miracles, and I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving the process.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I have the Course in Miracles books, textbooks.
Yeah. Yeah, I had done the
textbooks. I have them. I'm not using them, but I have them. So good for you. That's a lot of work. I admire you for that.
Thank you. It's a six-month commitment, and I've been doing my good little duties of reading and researching and really applying the tools. And for the listeners out there who are hearing this, and I ask a lot of my authors what, you know, what books inspire them, get on to Amazon, Kindle, wherever, Barnes & Noble still around.
I go there for dates with my husband. That's my favorite date, Barnes & Noble.
See, I love that. What was the other big one that closed? I hated that they
Borders.
Closed. Borders. I could spend hours in Borders. Then they put coffee shops in them, and that just made it even worse. It was like a half day.
Oh, I know, and Barnes & Noble's have the best cupcakes now.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, give me a bookstore. Give me the smell of a bookstore, and I'm a happy girl.
Me too.
But yeah, go, you know, there's a reason I ask these authors what books inspire them. If you're listening, write them down. Go and read them if you haven't read them. These are the powerful things that move us to make the magic we make. So we have less than 2 minutes, Chrissy, and we're definitely going to have you back. This is the first of many conversations. I look forward to having you back.
Thank you. I'd love to come back, Kimberly.
You're very welcome. So, one thing that you could share right now, what is summation? What is the one thing you want people to take away from having experienced hearing you today?
I want them to trust their hearts, what's in their heart. I want them to really believe in insights that they get, because I know they show up so illogically. I want them to notice kids. If you notice a kid out in the playground alone, go talk to them. You know, I want them to really, you know, to give. If they're feeling bad about themselves, one of my favorite things from my mom was, if you're feeling really down, go do something kind for somebody else, because you will really feel a lot better, and you'll really make their day. And one of my players, Usama Young, from the Oakland Raiders, he lives that. He goes out and blesses people all the time, especially when he's not feeling great. And yeah. I always tell him he's a lot like my mom. And yeah,
beautiful,
it's amazing.
Thing. Beautiful thing. Thank you all for listening. Thank you again, Chrissy Carew, for joining us. We look forward to having you join us again tomorrow on Lessons in Joyful Living. Go out and do good things for you. And don't forget, when you find your lesson, turn around, share it with someone else. Go out and help other people. Maybe they don't have to do the heavy lifting in their lives. Maybe they can learn from you. And don't forget to join me on Lessons in Joyful Living Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, or iTunes on demand anytime you want. You can go to lijlradio.com to find us. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you for being a part of Lessons in Joyful Living with Kimberly Rinaldi here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Each week, Kimberly will be sharing from her 20-plus years in corporate and business development, decades of combined experience to help you go